eventually you left KAKC along about 1966.
Right. And went to join KRIV and KFMJ, which KRIV had just bought. KRIV was owned by the Kravis Organization. It was managed by one of my closest friends, Carl Smith, who passed away here a couple of years ago. Carl, when I left KAKC, was trying to get me to come over there. And strangely enough, Joe Henderson at KELI was trying to get me to come there. That was one of those things where we've been fighting the war and you just couldn't go over and join the other side. Joe offered me more money than Carl did. But it wasn't a matter of money. It was a matter of pride, and it was a matter that I just couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. As it turned out, I was just an insignificant piece of that whole KAKC puzzle. Everybody that ever left KAKC and tried to go on the air someplace else, and I was included for about a brief period of time when I got to KRAV. Carl asked me to go on the air for 3 or 4 months. I succeeded in taking their rating from a 3.1 down to a 1.8 on the rating survey. But everybody that left there never had any success whatsoever with making it big like they were at KAKC on another radio station. It just didn't happen. It was the station and not the people. If you weren't a good radio personality, of course, then you might not do so well at KAKC. In that case, then you left.
When you were in your heyday and those people you've named at KAKC, you were real stars in town. I mean, isn't that true?
Well, a lot of people thought that, you know. We would attract attention when we'd go out if they knew what we looked like. But that's the beauty of radio sometimes.
Right.
But, yeah, and people would recognize your name and so forth, especially if it was Scooter Seagraves, you know. Not so much Dick Schmitz, but I appreciate the acknowledgments that we got, and it was good for the radio station.
On KRMG at night, it was Johnny Martin.
Yeah.
Johnny Martin days.
I got to know Johnny after I left there, and we set up our studio. In fact, he has been in this room to record numerous times. I love to have him come in here because he's just such a character, number one. And number two, what a great voice and great delivery. We didn't get to be super close friends, nothing like what you had, but he came over here several times to record things for me, and oh, he was just a delight to deal with and work with. I don't know that we ever crossed paths from a standpoint of competition.
You know? Okay. But we remember him with his Case Night in the City.
Oh, my gosh. I used to listen to that all the time, and he always played Henry Mancini's theme from Casablanca. Da-da-da-da-da-da. That's one of my favorite songs.
So that was after you had done your KAKC.
Yeah.
And then you went to KRAV. And to my knowledge, KRAV FM was the FM that really began to grow and establish in the minds of Tulsans that FM is here.
It did, and the real growth came several years after I left. Here is sort of how it was, because when I went to KRAV in 66, that's when I started doing Irving Productions. And it turned out that after 3 years, it would have been 69, I was going to leave because the production work was just eating me up. We had so much going on. And I had this little one-room studio that Carl had rented for us down on the 16th floor of the First National Building. They were up on the 19th floor, the station. So I was going to separate from them. I told Carl I really thought I needed to move, and I'd like to buy some of this equipment if they weren't going to use it. He said, well, could you do me a favor and could you just hang on a little while longer? He said, I think your production work is getting attention for the radio station. Carl was the manager at that time. He later left KRAV and wasn't there in the early 70s, then came back, and that's where he really put things together for George Kravis. But Carl asked me to hang on for a while longer, and so I agreed to stay. What we did was, if they came in to do some spots with us at Irving, then we would give them a break on the production and sometimes did it for nothing if they would buy a schedule on KRAV. So that got some attention, and that, as a result, got some client business returning because they had some success by using KRAV. But that was really minimal insofar as getting attention. And after another year, I just couldn't, in fairness to Carl and to George, stay on any longer. They agreed, and we separated, and I took Irving in August of 70 and incorporated it and started our own business full-time.
What was your job at
I was hired as like a operations type person. Really, I was hired in sales, you might say. I was actually doing some sales work. I was not on the air and didn't want to be on the air. While I was doing the sales work, I was also involved with doing the production.